The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Kara Zimmerman with the Spirit of Giving Network. Want to give a shout out to Spirit of Giving Network and a thank you for sponsoring this great show so that really the community can learn about all the different nonprofits that are doing such great work out there in Broward and Palm Beach County. And today we have really a very, I've passed by all the time on my bike and I'm like, I've got to get them in here. So fantastic. The Dagger Wing Nature Center, Inc. And we have Sean Malley, who's the manager over there. And we have Edie Cowan, president of the Dagger Wing Nature Center. Thank you both for coming out today and sharing such great information. We all want to know about this. What is Dagger Wing, Sean? Where did that name come from?
Yeah, well, Dagger Wing Nature Center is actually named after a native butterfly here in South Florida. It's called a ruddy dagger wing butterfly. And we actually have these butterflies living on our property in our wetland habitat. So we do have a raised boardwalk that goes out into our 40 acres of natural wetland habitat. And their host plant is actually the strangler fig, which is a native tree here in South Florida. And that is their host plant. So the butterfly lays its eggs on the leaves of the strangler fig tree. They come out as larvae, the caterpillars. And then they actually will eat the leaves off the tree and pupate. They go through that metamorphosis process and turn into the adult butterfly, the ruddy daggerwing butterfly. And that's what our nature center is named after.
I was wondering about that. Thank you for that explanation. I did not know.
Not many people do know, but we have the butterfly symbol all over our nature center. So if you come in, a lot of times our volunteers will greet you. They have the symbol on their shirt. It's on the wall. It's everywhere. It's how we brand our nature center.
Well, how did it get started? How did that idea come about? Because it's kind of hidden back in the park.
Yeah, exactly. So we are part of Palm Beach County Parks and Recreation, and it's a facility owned and operated by Palm Beach County Parks and Recreation Department. And the motto is we create opportunities for healthy, happy living. So we really are part of that motto. And we live that at the Nature Center. So the Nature Center was originally built in 1996 in a large park just west of 441. So it's western Boca Raton. And that large park is over 800 acres. It's called Burt Aronson South County Regional Park. And it's one of the largest parks in all of Palm Beach County. So in that park, there's lots of amenities, including the Nature Center. There's also a water park, Coconut Cove. There's a golf course called Osprey Point. There's an amphitheater, and there's all kinds of sports fields. There's a dog park. There's tennis center. So there's a lot of amenities within this 800-acre park that we have, and we're kind of right in the center of it. But because it is western Boca Raton, we are trying to get more traffic out there because we're in this large park. We're in the center. We're not off of a major road. So we do kind of have to do some advertising and get the word out so that people know it's a wonderful place to come and visit. And we do have a lot going on at the Nature Center. There is a beautiful butterfly garden. It's certified by NABA, which is the North American Butterfly Association. They're actually coming out later this month to do a butterfly count, which they do every year. And we always have different butterflies that they see and they record on a yearly basis. So they take count of that. But our butterfly garden is beautiful right in the front of the Nature Center. And it is maintained by some of our volunteers, which include master gardeners, and they're wonderful. They know exactly what they're doing, and they do a great job of keeping all the flowers healthy so that the butterflies can live their life in full, complete enjoyment in our butterfly garden, which we use in our programs, too, as a living laboratory. So we do offer a lot of programs for the community, including school programs, scout programs, public programs, and a lot of those coming up this summer for a lot of the kids that are off of school. So we have a lot of activities for all different ages, all the way from toddlers up to seniors. So we do offer a lot of those educational programs for them. And we have Our nature center, like I was saying, was built originally in 1996. It was expanded in 2008. And that expansion added on a 3,000-foot state-of-the-art exhibit hall, which is, in my opinion, one of the best in nature centers that I've ever seen. And it is quite exceptional. It tells a storybook of going from underground all the way up into the treetops of a wetland habitat. And it includes live animal displays, interactive exhibits, as well as videos to watch for all ages. So it's a really great experience just to come in. And what's unique is that we're a free facility, so there's no reason not to come visit us. It's a wonderful free facility. We do accept donations, but it is free to visit and no admission costs. So it's a great, great time. And we also have the boardwalk that goes out behind the Nature Center, like I said, into our 40-acre natural wetland habitat. And you get to see what South Florida used to look like before all the development. So it is a natural area with animals. There's fish and turtles and birds. And we've even seen otters and things back there as well. But a great place to kind of get away from the hustle and bustle of the city and go explore outdoors on a nice day. It's a really great treat.
So what is the day in life of Sean Malley at the Dagger Wings? What is your day like there? It must be, I mean, really beautiful, actually. Your office is pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about it.
I'm very
lucky. Great job.
Yeah, it's definitely, every day is different. So usually, you know, we have programs going on. Like today we have a program called Mother Nature and Me. It's for toddlers. It's our youngest age group program for toddlers 2 to 5 years old. Oh. And it's very popular. It's extremely popular. And parents come with their little ones and they learn and are introduced to the different themes of nature. Today's program is all about spiders. So they get to learn all about spiders and how they spin webs and they get to play games and they get to do a craft. And it's a lot of fun for all the participants. And it's a program that our volunteers are highly involved in, and they actually help organize it and develop the crafts and prepare everything for the program. And we're really fortunate to have such wonderful, passionate volunteers that are so involved with the Nature Center.
I know, because you've got two schools, right, just right behind you that probably come in school buses as part of their curriculum, I would think, because you have so much to share with the kids. And butterflies are so beautiful. Is there a shortage? I've heard like there's a, or is it bees? Bees and butterflies?
Well, bees are, butterflies are pollinators just like bees. And so there is that understanding that we need to protect the habitat in order to preserve the animals, the pollinators, which are so important not only for the environment, but also for people, because a lot of our food, think about fruits and things, are pollinated by bees in particular and other insects. And without them, we wouldn't have as much of that food available if we didn't have the bees and the other pollinators.
All right. Well, thank you for taking care of the butterflies. And Edie, tell us, how did you get involved in the center?
Well, I first came to Dagger Wing Nature Center when I made the move from north to south to Boca Raton, Florida, and looked for a place that had a natural habitat that I could walk through. And I saw this beautiful exhibit area and thought, you know, this is someplace that I want to give my time. And I became a docent, which meant that I took people out on the boardwalk and we looked at nature and I explained things to them, and I had a great time. And at that time, there was no Friends of Dagger Wing Nature Center. This is about 8 years ago. And we had a gentleman who was a professor at FAU who said he saw a need for us to improve what was there. And he suggested that we form a group called the Friends of Dagger Wing Nature Center Incorporated. And with his help, we did form a group with a volunteer board. None of the board members are paid. And I have been part of that group since its inception. I was on the formation board. The group is run by all volunteers, and they contribute what what's they have best in their experience. And so we have a very nice group, and we our mission really is to improve and to contribute to the programming that Dagowing Nature Center offers to the public. And as a result, we're very active. It's like we're intertwined so much with the volunteers on the board and the membership also contributing as volunteers during programming times. And some of the things that we do offer is membership in our organization, and for anyone as an individual or as a family member. And you are at the same time able to adopt an animal in our collection, so that you sponsor an animal, and that provides for the care and the well-being of that animal. And you receive newsletters, and you receive benefits as membership. You get a discount in our gift shop, which opened this year, and we're very happy to say that it's really doing well. We hope people come and
gift
we'll
shop. My ears and, just perked up. Shopping,
shopping. And we actually have a lot of things with the butterfly logo. That's, you know, kind of something that people come to Dagowing Nature Center. It's a Dagowing butterfly, so they come into the gift shop, and we do have butterfly earrings, and we have butterfly pins and magnets and all kinds of things that have butterflies on them. And not just little things for kids, which, you know, is very popular, but things that are nice little gifts if you, you know, want to give someone a natural gift. For instance, earrings that are made out of recycled cereal boxes and beautifully done as animals. And that's kind of a nice little present. We also have bracelets that are made with a turtle, a sea turtle emblem on them, and the money that is collected for them is set aside, a portion of that money is set aside to give for turtle conservancy. So we feel that, you know, we are giving to promote good environmental protection. And we know that today there's such a lot of excitement about the environment and protecting the environment. And that's something that, you know, we really strive to do. The people who work in the butterfly garden, I mean, they're in 90-degree weather, and they're digging and they're cutting and they're pulling weeds. And so we're proud to say that we provide for them monies to purchase plant stock and to build things to hold the plants so that they are beautifully done. And we even propagate plants from the stock that we have growing in the ground, and those are available for sale at the Nature Center. So if you want to create a butterfly garden atmosphere in your own backyard, you can buy the plants and know that they will do well in this area because they were grown here. And that's something that people really enjoy, taking a living piece of, you know, art back to their home and planting it. And it's an ever more recollection of their visit to Dagowing.
Well, and let me, just out of curiosity, the plants, if you go and buy the plants at your center, do they need full sun, or can they be in the shade, or
a variety?
Does it matter?
It depends, because the butterflies, although they like the sun, and the plants that draw butterflies that mostly are red flowered plants. But there are other plants that will do well in the shade, because the butterflies need to cool off and they need a place to water. But people don't realize that you have to provide water for butterflies as well. And if you come to our butterfly garden, as soon as you park in the parking lot and walk through the area to our front door, you'll be encircled by butterflies. It's such a wonderful feeling. And, you know, you just see them all over the place. And you can find the pupa, you know, the caterpillars. They're all over the place. And it's a great place for either to teach children about how butterflies are, you know, live and are formed, and the plants that are the ones that are best for them. But people come and it's just serene. It's, you know, we have especially the state butterfly, which is the zebra longwing butterfly. It's a black and yellow butterfly, striped butterfly, and it's very, very recognizable. And they're always there, and they're always welcoming people. So I would say, you know, come down, take a look, maybe buy a plant, maybe buy something
or
from
two.
The gift shop. It's, you know, it's really a great place.
My gosh, I need to learn more. We're excited that you're here. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to hear more about the Daggerwing Nature Center, Inc. Thank you so much.
I definitely feel like the words veteran and homeless should never go together.
Sergeant Michelle Garcia served meritoriously in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I had friends, and, you know, I went and stayed at a friend's house, and then I realized, well, you're staying at your friend's house, but how long can you stay there? Where are you going to go? Where are you going to call home?
Lieutenant Richard Stokely took the skills he learned in Vietnam and put them to use as a paramedic. But after they left the service, these veterans had problems with homelessness. Michelle lost all her savings, and Richard battled alcoholism for years.
It started taking me down, all the way down to the point where I lost my family and I ended up homeless.
A simple phone call to 877-424-3838 put them in touch with the Department of Veterans Affairs. If you are a veteran in need, or you know a veteran who is homeless or at risk of being homeless, call 877-424-3838 or visit va.gov/homeless.
Welcome back, nonprofit community. We're really on the edge of our seat here talking about butterflies of all things. And thank you so much for the work that you're doing in our community so that we can begin to learn more about the nature that's right here around us that we probably drove past and didn't know. So, Sean, I know we missed a lot of things just hearing about the butterflies. So tell us more about, you know, your mission statement, what you're doing there at Daggerwing, and we'll talk about volunteers and so on. So thank you again.
Yeah. So our mission statement at Daggerwing Nature Center is to improve the quality of life of our diverse population and visitors here in Palm Beach County by providing an opportunity to learn about and appreciate our natural environment through environmental education, outdoor recreation, and demonstration. And we do that in a multitude of ways. One of the things is our programming. So we have lots of different programs that we offer the community, and some of those that are coming up this summer are very hands-on, and they involve a lot of different age levels. So some of the ones that I just wanted to mention are the canoeing. We actually have canoes come in, we bring them in, and then we have a little introductory safety lesson inside the building with the kids as long as they're 8 and up. Anybody, even adults, can join us. And it's a great introduction to canoeing because our waterway that surrounds the Nature Center is enclosed. There's no current. There's no ways to escape, really, or get lost. So it's a great, very quiet body of water that is exclusively used by the Nature Center. So we bring the canoes, we teach them, we all have our life vests on, and then we go out in the canoes for a nice leisurely paddle around the waterway. And it's a great time to be outside, to recreate, and to enjoy nature in a very unique way. We also do fishing programs, so a lot of times the kids are so excited. Many of them have never gone fishing before, and this is so important to get kids outside, to get them introduced to nature, and to get them used to the environment where we live, get them away from their cell phones and the video games and the television, and just get them outside enjoying nature, because it's such a wonderful experience. So a lot of those kids that have never gone fishing before, they learn how to cast, they learn about hooking their own bait, we use live worms, and they actually catch fish for the very first time. And to see their face light up when they reel in that fish for the very first time is priceless. It is an amazing experience for those kids that they'll never forget. We also do a program called Animal Keeper for a Day. And like I said earlier, we have a live animal collection in our Nature Center. And this is an opportunity for kids to actually come and help learn how to take care of those animals. So we introduce them to the different animals which we have. And we have all kinds of reptiles like baby alligators and snakes and lizards and turtles. And we also have a possum, a new opossum that we got just fairly recently. Her name's Lizzie, and she's a superstar. She's an awesome opossum. And we also have a screech owl named Artemis. So we have a variety of animals that are in our nature center, also amphibians like frogs and toads, and we even have a tarantula. So we have different animals that the kids get to interact with. They get to take care of them, cleaning. They get to feed them. Some of them they get to hold or touch. And it's just a great experience for the kids. They love it. They're hands-on. They're so enthusiastic to get involved and to work with volunteers and staff and to learn how to take care of these animal ambassadors, which we use in the Nature Center as educational tools to teach about our native wildlife here in South Florida.
And now, then that way, just thinking that way, they go home, they're all excited, and maybe it involves their parents then becoming more involved in nature and wanting to develop some healthy environmental living skills as well.
Absolutely. Even though, you know, kids don't have all the same rights as adults do, they're so influential nowadays with their families and how family decisions are made that we really want to educate them and get them involved with making those decisions for a better future and a better environment for the community. And another program that we offer that's free every day that we're open, which is Wednesday through Saturday, we do offer free animal feeding. So each day of the week is a different animal. On Wednesday, we feed our opossum at 3:15. We also have snake feeding on Thursday at 3:15, owl feeding on Friday at 3:15, and alligator feeding at 3:15 on Saturdays. So if you come, depending on what day of the week you come at 3:15, we're always going to be doing a public animal feeding with one of those animals. And it's a great experience to learn about the animal and to also witness them actually eating and find out what they do eat. So I bet most people have never even seen a snake eat live, but we offer that opportunity at the Nature Center on Thursdays.
Wow, that is just... So what I wanted to ask you, what you said Wednesday through Saturday, what are the hours and
So we are open Wednesday through Saturday. Wednesday through Friday, however, we're open 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. And then on Saturday, we're open longer at 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We do programs Tuesday through Saturday, but our visiting hours are Wednesday through Saturday.
And Edie, how do we volunteer if we want to get involved?
Well, we always have a need for volunteers. When I first started, I was a docent and then became a greeter at the front desk. So we have a variety of positions available, and animal care is one. If you would like to help out with animal care, we need butterfly gardeners. We need general maintenance. If you have, you know, just a desire to help us, you know, with just cleaning up and maintaining the property, we need gift shop cashiers, office assistants, and we need assistance at special events. Special events are open to the public. Sometimes we have like an enormous amount of people coming. The last event that we had, our Earth Day, we had over 700 people come to the event, kids and their parents, and that's one way to get the parents involved when they come with their children to an event and then come back and support us. In the fall, we have what we call our Hoot and Howl. That's our Halloween event, and the kids come dressed in all kinds of costumes, and we have all kinds of scary and not so scary programs for them to participate in. We do lots of crafts with them. We do face painting. They do crafts. They have apple bobbing that is on a string, not in the water. They, you know, they really have a great time, and it's a free event. But we find that a lot of people, when they realize that their kids have had so much fun, they make a contribution by either becoming a member of the Friends of Daggerwing and adopting an animal that their children choose, or they give us an outright donation, which is much appreciated. One of the things that I can tell you is when I'm sitting at the greeter desk, there is a gallery to my right where we display the artwork of children in local schools and the artwork of local artists who do nature work. That can be photography, that can be, you know, painting, it can be drawing, it can be multimedia, but it's an ever-changing exhibit, and that's free also. So if anybody out there wants to exhibit, you call us and we can arrange to have your work exhibited as well.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. All these things we're learning. And what about anything else in terms of volunteers? What is the phone number if we're interested?
If you're interested, the phone number to call is 561-629-8760. Or you can go to the website of Daggerwing, which is daggerwing@pbcgov.org, and look for the Daggerwing Nature Center, and it will lead you to the volunteer area, and you can fill out online an application. And that's how I started. And I've met so many wonderful people who share my love of nature and who want the next generation to enjoy it as well.
Absolutely. Well, Sean and Edie, anything else last minute you want to quickly mention?
It is really a family at Daggerwing, between the staff and the volunteers. We have about 40 volunteers that help out in a variety of ways, and it really is a collective effort to really reach our mission and to get people involved with nature.
Wow. Well, we'll all be giving you a call and stopping by the gift shop at least and feed an animal at 3:15.
Right. Well, thank you for having us.
Oh,
because Daggerwing is hidden as one of the best places in Boca.
Definitely.
Deep in the park, but we hope everybody will come and visit us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.